When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Patriots Friday, and Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, will join us in about a half an hour. We are at the American Heritage Museum for Veterans Day. And later on today, it's our third annual Lunch with a Hero event to thank those who serve this country. And Monday, of course, is Veterans Day. We will be out at Gillette Stadium for Patriots Monday, hence why we're doing this here today. But it's an incredible place.
Awesome. I just FaceTimed James.
Oh.
The tanks.
Oh.
And he has not been that excited. I don't think ever. Yeah. I think Santa was a very distant second to that.
I actually had the opportunity to speak on the phone with James yesterday.
Oh,
and
God.
I enjoyed a full explanation on the bubble guts that he was dealing with yesterday from him. It's always
Greg calls and James flips whatever Greg calls. He goes, "I say hi, Greg."
Yes.
And so he comes over and James says, "Hi, Greg." And Greg goes, "How are you, James?" He goes, "I had diarrhea."
Yeah. So it was great. And just to keep me up to date, which is great.
I mean, he's regular.
Say the darndest things.
Yep. I said,
Greg said samesies.
I got a dog who does that in the elevator. It's basically what I said.
Save them while compare notes.
The best part about this age, though, is that you shouldn't feel stigmatized for having the poops, but they say it so matter of fact.
They're proud.
Right. It's like, it's sunny outside. Right. I had diarrhea. Right. Yeah. How are you?
It's the only time, most likely, that you're actually truly honest in everything you say when you're a young child.
And when you're celebrated for passing gas. Yes, that ends at like 3, I think.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on today's show. And at 8:20 this morning, you will get to meet Joe Landry, who we met last year, who is a World War II veteran. We're having a big birthday party here today for Joe Landry for his 100th birthday. So, and that includes cake, Wiggy. So we got everything. If you come out this morning and join us, we'll be here till 10. Breakfast for the first 100. So I think there's still some breakfast left from All Town Fresh. I want to thank them. And we should get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Chime, where are we beginning this morning?
Well, Greg, I think it only makes sense that we begin with your Boston Bruins, who last night got an overtime win thanks to the captain himself, Brad Marchand. Here was Marchand after the game talking about his team and the confidence they need going forward.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have your confidence, it completely changes the way that you attack the game. You know, you end up being on your heels a little bit more than on your toes, and it's too fast of a game to do that. I think with the expectations of our group this year, we came in thinking that maybe it's going to be a little bit easier than it is. You know, and I think the way our mindset's been the last few games is continue to go work and compete, and we got to dial in the foundation of our game. When we do that, we're going to be a tough team to play, and you know, I think we showed that tonight. We were good, and you know, just unfortunately a couple mistakes in the third, but you know, we ended up doing the job.
I mean, yes, like mistakes that almost ended up losing you that hockey
yes,
game.
Right.
But I mean, you know, Brad Marchand, I think, gets from the fan perspective anyway, gets a pass a little bit because of the off-season surgeries and mm-hmm. stuff. So I don't know when that expires.
It'll never expire for him. I think that he gets a pass for until he retires.
Yeah, he's one of those.
Yeah.
But they gotta figure out ways to put the puck in the net.
It's, yeah. Korpisalo was taking, you know, heat for it and said he wished that he could. He didn't like that first goal that he gave up, where he was saying, you know, he puts it on himself.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, yes, they need to get pucks in net, the goalie situation is something that people should focus on as well. Like Curtis said at the beginning, you know, you can't win a Stanley Cup if you don't have a hot goalie.
Amen.
So
the goalies, I don't think. You think the goalies have been an issue?
Well, I'm just saying Korpisalo took it yesterday and
right.
said, I put it on myself. I shouldn't have given up that first goal.
Right.
But
weren't they up
3-1? I think Swayman isn't as good as seasons we've seen past, and whether you want to say
right.
that that's getting
no,
the rust
no,
off.
I agree
or,
with that. I agree with you.
Yeah,
but,
so.
But is this team losing or struggling?
No, I think their offense is the main reason why they're losing.
Right.
But you also, I mean, it takes a whole team. So I like to focus on the goalie situation because I think it was a mistake to get rid of Ullmark.
Yeah, I mean, you're also looking at really the first full season that Jeremy Swayman
yep.
is going to be expected to be your number one guy.
It's
so
important.
All right, what's next?
Just real quick on that Swayman point, though, I would just like to retort with the fact that our own Scott McLaughlin had this. Of 56 goalies who've played 4-plus games this season, Swayman is...
Yeah, excuse me? Excuse me, Sean?
Yeah, of 56
Save
goalies...
Save that drop, please.
Yep. 56 goalies who've played 4-plus games this season, Swayman's actually tied for 8th. In 5-on-5 save percentage, it's on the PK where he's been tough because they're constantly on the PK.
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know Shine was focused on the Navy.
Yeah. Tough one. Anyways, to pivot over to the New England Patriots, Alex Van Pelt spoke yesterday.
He wants to get
you
so quickly
Shine,
away
you can't
from that.
Pivot. You can't. You don't let Courtney pivot
Never.
Away.
Oh my!
Oh,
Lord,
you know,
you can't pivot away.
I didn't have a sea legs. That's all that was.
Please and put that in the news opening moving forward.
And night tonight for your Boston Bruins, Jeremy Seaman. Shine.
Combined not, season and Swayman. Nice.
Yes,
nailed it.
We know what happened.
We understand. We understand. All right, go ahead. But pivot away.
He's going to be like, but I nailed the rest of that sentence.
No, I you know, I messed
oh,
up.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
The computer just froze. We lost the segment.
Shucks. No audio. Anyways, Alex Van Pelt spoke yesterday about Drake May and what he can improve on going forward.
Yeah, I think I would probably target a few things for him. I think his play action pass has to improve. Just the ball handling there, we're not quite where we need to be to get the most out of it. So that's an area we've targeted for improvement. I think the other thing for Drake is if, you know, we have plays set for different looks, being able to respond and react if it isn't the look that we're game planning against and knowing where to go with the ball. Those are the two biggest things. Ball security, it was a tough one. The strip sack fumble, that was a tough one. He was getting ready to throw it. So that's going to happen. But got to take care of the football. That's our number one goal every week is to come away with no giveaways for them. So if we can keep improving there, we'll be better.
Have you seen him when he makes those mistakes? Is he not been prone to repeating the error again?
Yeah, that's one of his qualities, I think, is not being a repeat offender. He's a very intelligent guy. He learns from his mistakes. And, you know, you rarely see it made twice. That's a definite.
Well, you said this week, which I was kind of surprised at, that you don't put the strip sack on him. That strip sack on him.
Nah, not so much. Not so much. I think Sean talked about the left tackle. I think it was Vedarian Lowe kind of getting beat. You know, I went back. I looked at the All-22. Maybe I give him like 10% because he had a little bit of time and he just – maybe feels the pressure a little bit. The one thing I would say to Alex Van Pelt is that, you know, you talk about his play action, being able to see, have something designed for a specific coverage, that coverage then change. You know what would have helped that? is if you had had him as QB1 from day one, you moron. If he was your quarterback from the beginning, he would be way further along with all those type of things, because you just said it, he's not a repeat offender. So imagine if you would have, when you drafted him, and he got here the, you know, 2 months later, a month and a half later for veteran minicamp, if you said, guess what, here's our starting quarterback, think about where he would be. So a lot of some of these mistakes that he's making, you got to take it as a coaching staff and saying, we kind of slowed down his development a little bit because we sat him behind Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, meaning he would be making these in week one or week two.
Yeah, these would be, yeah.
Not in week 10.
Things in training camp that you could have been able to work on.
But that's not even Wiggy's opinion. That is the opinion of the guy that's coaching him. So they're basically telling you that had they started him at the first part of the season, he's not an error repeater. He would be in a much better spot right now.
Yeah. All right, what else, Chime?
So, Greg, this next one is for you. I loathe to play it, but I'll do it anyways. The running back, Travis Etienne, of the Jacksonville Jaguars, talked about Mac Jones and the energy he brings to the Jaguars.
The Mac is back.
He said, the ball around.
He went on to say that they love, as a team, the group breathing exercises. Like, that's their favorite thing to do.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for this game.
I mean, are we going to see gunslinger Mac Jones this weekend, Curtis?
Will we see that? What is it, the gritty?
Have we ever seen gunslinger Mac Jones?
Well, they got nothing loose.
Listen, he has no problem throwing the ball. Right. It's just often to the opposing team. Mm-hmm. But Wiggy, you talk about it all the time when it comes to, like, change of scenery. Yeah. Like, maybe this is the change of scenery and the opportunity that Mac Jones needed. Right.
Maybe this is his Vikings, like Sam Darnold. This is the team that he needed to get out of that mental kind of, you know, gymnastics that were going on in his head. And maybe the coaches down there, Doug Peterson, you know, gives him a little bit more confidence and, you know, is not on his back and talks to him. I know Curtis brings that up all the time. And maybe the head coach is down there and we'll have a conversation with him. How you feeling, Mac? All those things. And
yeah,
we've seen it all the time with a lot of players. So it could. I don't think it is, but you never know.
Did anybody think Sam Darnold was going to dominate the NFL when he got to the Vikings?
No.
So,
no.
Stranger things have
happened. But I still think that the Cinderella story, the clock will strike midnight on Sam Darnold sooner or later. Oh. We'll see the real Sam Darnold.
It's a Patriots Friday, and joining us right now, it is Jelani Tavai. And Jelani is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Morning, Jelani.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We get the windshield wipers on this morning. It's not raining out there.
Oh yeah, you know, it's a little different over here, I guess.
Oh, all right. So Curtis, I don't think you reported rain in Foxborough this morning.
I didn't, because it's always sunny in Foxborough.
that Ari's there an ultrasound machine.
Hey, before we get to you, I'm worried about that one.
He's going to be a dad very soon.
Yes,
Jelani. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Are you ready? Are you ready for fatherhood, Jelani?
I am.
All right.
You're going to be a great dad.
I appreciate that.
we were just talking before we get to you and this week and the New England Patriots. We were just talking about Mac Jones, and it looks like Mac Jones may get the start this weekend, and we've talked to you before about Mac. Any communication with him this week about that? That, you know, a go get text or anything from you?
No, this is actually the first time I'm hearing about it, so I'm actually excited for him, and I wish him nothing but the best. So hopefully, he just, you know, gets back to being who he is and takes full advantage of this opportunity.
Jelani, you guys had a great opportunity to win down in Tennessee, but in overtime, you guys struggled a little bit against the run. What do you think has been some of the issues that it seems like teams have been able to run the football on you guys versus last year, where you were pretty good against the run? What are things that you're doing wrong this year that's allowing to some of the teams have success against you guys against the run?
I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I mean, the biggest thing is doing our jobs. It takes all 11 of us to be successful on the defensive side. So whether it's missed tackles, whether it's misalignments or something. It's the little things that are biting us in the butt. So we've been really focusing on just making sure that, you know, we get back to our basics and rely on our fundamentals.
Jelani, what will be the most difficult point or part about defending against Caleb Williams?
I mean, extended plays. You know, he's shown on film that if you let him run around and become a magician, he's gonna do something crazy, and we definitely don't want to be one of his highlights. So our biggest thing is to keep him in the pocket and just to play complimentary football.
Jelani, great final drive by Drake May in the end of regulation on Sunday against the Titans. Was there any part of you that was hoping the offense would have gone for two there?
You know, we're on to a new week. It was a great play by Drake, and you know, the decision was in. It was a team decision, and you know, it is what it is. So right now, we're already focused on the Bears, and we're going to do our best to not put ourselves in that situation where we have to go to overtime, you know. So we're dialing in on our fundamentals, like I just said, and we're just going to make sure we do our jobs.
You've been in the league a long time.
This is Wiggy's second question on this show. I let everybody go for two. I just want to make that clear.
I think Jelani agrees with me.
I just want
we got nothing to lose, right?
I just want to make that clear.
Yes.
Yeah, but go ahead. Yes.
No, you've been in this league a long time. We had an opportunity to talk to Billy O'Brien, who was there with you guys last year. I've seen, you know, football for a while and been in the locker room.
Right.
When a team's 2-7, how do you not get caught up in, especially a younger guys, just kind of giving up on the season and start to look towards the end of the season? How do you make sure that doesn't happen in the locker room this year?
Well, the biggest thing is if you want to be in the league very long, you know, that's the thing you have to ask yourself. If you're going to go out there and practice or in the game and just BS, you know, you're putting bad film out there. That's one thing. So that's the quickest way to get out of the league. So going back to what I've been relaying or, you know, saying is doing our jobs. Nobody should be satisfied with 2-7 or whatever the record is. You know, so each and every week you got to approach it as if it's week one. You know, you have to have that mindset where, you know, your job's on the line. And, you know, unfortunately, all our jobs are on the line. So, you know, you just got to have that in the back of your mind, knowing that if you do take those days off and, you know, you're upset about the record and then you change your way of playing, you know, you're going to cost yourself.
Devon Godchow referred to Drake May as Josh Allen 2.0 last week. You agree with that, or do you have a better comp?
No, Drake May is Drake May 1.0. I mean, I don't want a Josh Allen. I don't want what we wanted and what we got is Drake May, and I'm happy about that.
Jelani, speaking of Godchow, whether it was him or other members of the defense, there was a period where we were having some headlines come out of the locker room of guys saying that people were playing selfish or obviously Gerard's soft comment. It's toned down. Is that just you guys all getting on the same page, or was it a mandate from Gerard to have you guys maybe keep things under wraps?
I feel like it's none of the above. You know, I think we're finally just ignoring the noise.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm.
swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and whether it's inside the stadium or outside, you know, so I think we're just, I guess you can say that we're finally on the same page, but yeah, it's good to see that we're all just ignoring the noise and, you know, being us.
Well, we are on the road this morning at the American Heritage Museum with a whole bunch of New England Patriots fans who wish you a lot of success this weekend. So
I appreciate it.
Take that to work. Take that to work. They're rooting for you over here, Jelani. All right?
I appreciate it.
All right. Don't forget your high beams. High beams. I think it's the law. High beams in the rain.
All right.
All right. There you go. There is Jelani Tavai on this morning's show.
Did you ever see the movie Contact?
Yes.
Where they're looking and like traveling into outer space.
Yes.
The noise that they pick up was that in the back.
I do not think it was a windshield.
It was not a windshield.
It wasn't the windshield?
No.
I think it was an ultrasound machine. His fiance or girlfriend or wife is very pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I've been checking in every time we have him on because I want to wish him well.
Your sleuthing skills are unmatched. I would never even think about that.
Good point, because there was a phone that rang in the background.
Yeah. I'm telling you because I check every Friday before we have him on, just because if she gives birth, I want to make sure that I wish him congratulations.
Courtney's like, I have a wonderful doula.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I just kind of like said
I know when
jokingly,
you said it, I was like, clutching my pearls.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. It's a, you know, you've been to any ultrasound with three kids. That's
he's going to be a Pisces.
Like.
Yeah.
Courtney's like, that's an ultrasound machine. I go to sleep to the sound of it every night.
It is kind of nice to fall asleep to a sound like that. Oh, and I did get one of those Hatch alarm clocks that I've been talking about.
Oh,
on the
you
show.
Did?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like it?
It's in the mail. On
the sunshine one?
Yes, so it'll wake me up with the sun, fake sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you're laying in the other direction?
Good point. I don't know. James? And is it going to wake up Santo?
No, James has a hatch. Those things are awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
How bright is the latest, though? If you
not that bright.
Right. So, I mean, if you're laying in the other direction.
And when you go to sleep, it turns red because it helps with melatonin production in your body.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. What did that set you back? $1,000?
The red
Very
room.
Reasonable.
Not cheap.
All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Gotta get to the trending. The Bruins get a win in overtime to get back to 500 on the season, taking down the Calgary Flames 4-3. Captain Marchand was the savior with the game winner. Jim Montgomery talked about that after the win.
I thought he was desperate the entire game. I mean, he hit a couple of posts. I thought that he was on top of his game. I thought he was skating well, you know. But his ability to recover and just keep going, a second and third effort, you know, it needs to become contagious on our team because he's a great leader.
Corpusalo had 34 saves in the win. The Ravens beat the Bengals in Thursday Night Football 35-34. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore scored 28 points in the second half. That's the most a team has scored in the second half so far this season. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Rashad Bateman with under 2 minutes to go sealed the deal.
Got to give it to Shime. He was making a lot of noise in the hallway yesterday after the show with me and Rich on the over when it came to yards, and you finally got there last night, Sean.
Yeah, we sure did. He cleared completely. He's now had over 280 yards in five straight games. Lamar has been popping
off. I bet on all of it, Sean.
The Celtics are home with the Nets in town. Tip is at 7:30 tonight. Jaylen Brown is out of this one, and Luke Kornet is doubtful with right hamstring tightness. And that was brought to you by the 99. It's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime ribs served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 44 degrees in Boston, mostly sunny skies. There is no rain anywhere. So that was not windshield wipers.
Okay.
I assure you of that.
Thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome.
Good morning and hello to those who are up early and watching this show on YouTube or on Twitch. If you stick with us from a visual perspective, you will get to see at the end of the show our guy Wiggy hop into maybe this, I don't know if it's this very tank that's right behind us here, but Wiggy is going to drive us away once again from another show in a legit tank around 9:45 or so this morning. So.
With a dummy round, too.
Correct. Did you bring the handicap placard that you take everywhere?
No, because with something like that, you just park it where you want it.
Doesn't matter.
On top
of other vehicles.
I wish Curtis is always talking about slow drivers in the fast lane.
Yes.
I would give anything to own one of these.
Oh.
And when there is a slow driver in front of me,
Yeah. All right.
Amen.
We are at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson, and we will be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.